A new guideline directed at long-term care, residential homes and personal care agencies and facilities that assist people with intellectual disabilities. One of the key goals is to keep staff there that have the virus but are asymptomatic from spreading it. With that in mind, all staff now must wear some type of face covering. That includes those not providing direct care like custodial workers. Dr. Carol Rattay is the director of Delaware's Division of Public Health, and she outlined some of the other requirements.
We feel it's really important that all staff in all facilities are being trained on appropriate screening, being trained on identification of COVID-19. What do the symptoms look like? What is it you should be looking for? How do you go about getting expedited testing, which is so important?
Rattay adds the facilities need to designate isolation rooms for someone with COVID-19 or concern they might be infected. All staff needs to be screened every day, and when staff or residents develop symptoms, testing needs to be expedited. As of Tuesday, 29 of the 43 COVID-19 deaths in Delaware have been connected to long-term care facilities. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.